coal ash has been in the news since a major spill in West Virginia and lately after another spill into the Dan River in Eden, North Carolina. The Dan flows out of Virginia into North Carolina and then back into Virginia, and the EPA has site coordinators on both sides of the border. To understand what they're dealing with, I spoke to Barnes Johnson, EPA's Director of Resource Conservation and Recovery.
Coal ash is the material that's left over after coal is burned or combusted for energy recovery. And we generally like to think about coal ash as being in two forms, bottom ash and fly ash. Bottom ash is higher density. It's down in the combustion area. There's also material that during the combustion process is entrained in the flue gas. It's much finer particulate matter that flies up into and gets captured by the air pollution control devices that power plants have.
Johnson explained that at many coal-fired power plants, water is used to move these leftovers to what is called a surface impoundment, kind of a holding pond.
When fly ash is in conjunction with water, the heavy metals that exist in the fly ash have the potential to leach out and dissolve into the water and then move downward into the groundwater system. The other concern that we have, of course, is a concern about the structural stability of the impoundment itself.
The recent spills, he said,
are examples of what happens when there are structural integrity issues with the surface impoundment.
Shortly after the spill in North Carolina, the Fish and Wildlife Service reported coal ash covering 70 miles of the bottom of the Dan River from the site of the former Duke Energy plant. John Ogle, WCVE News.